Mr. Murray, reel 2. You arrived at Bransworth Camp, Mr. Murray, and you were issued with your uniform. What did they give you?
Where did you give it? A tunic, and a small egg of khaki. And I'm not sure if you got 2 pairs of socks. You got your underclothes and that. I can't remember how, but I think vests and that, and shirts. It could have been 2 shirts. Two vests and underpants, and it could be like socks and that. And I mean, we used to have go down there.
Did it fit you? I mean,
well, the uniform didn't fit. Like, I mean, you put your jacket on, and he would come there with a piece of chalk and mark here, and they've been up there. So, like, the mark your collar, your waist. And then say the length of your trousers and that. Then later on, I mean, was took and they would do it like that. But still, when it come back, it still looked rough on you. And I mean, but I'm not sure if it was before this we got my uniform. No. We had hair, like, we had to have our hair cut. As I say, we seen young fellas, massive curly hair and all that, lad. And they said this short back and sides, which they just went straight over the top. And you were the more like dim like a skinhead. So all your hair was cut off and they were like that. And as far as that's all I can remember. Like if I
when you first
books and gates and all that things,
When you first went in, were you obviously immediately under army discipline? Did they start yelling at you from the very moment you got your foot over the doorstep?
Well, not too bad, not really. Like, I mean, they weren't more like getting yelled at was once you got on the square. When you start drilling, that's when you got like shouted at and bawled at and then it. But otherwise, no, they weren't so bad. And they just, as I said, like when they got the air call, you all give a short back inside, but straight over, and that was it. And
so you went then to get your straw filled palias, was it? What was your accommodation like? What was the hut like that you was living in?
Well, the hut wasn't too bad. It was like double, like, I mean, it was up in, they were single, like.
Single beds.
That's right, it was all right, I mean, as far as that, you had to make it all right.
How was it heated?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it was, that's one thing I can't remember.
A lot of them had this stove in the centre.
They could have had that, but I just can't remember.
How many men would you think would be in the room with you?
It could have been, sitting in a rough guest, like, there might have been about 32, something like that, in there.
Something like about a platoon size?
Yeah.
And, of course, most of them would be strangers to you, would they not?
Yeah.
How did you get on together from the very beginning?
Well, you seem to get on. I just can't remember many of the names, don't you know? We did seem to get on and that then we went with us. I mean, we had to ask you, like, what religion you are, CFP or whatever, but, I mean, you had church privilege and all this stuff. You had to go to them.
Was there any bullying in the huts? Were there any bullies around or initiation ceremonies that you hear about?
No. It was all right. I'll never. No. Not in the hut where I was, like, I mean, as far as that, I haven't any trouble, like, I mean, and, we're all in the same boat, I mean, but there was a lot of people, when I went, I mean, I was 18, but, I mean, there was people 30, when they were old, like, to us, and all that, and for to see, like, you know, when we're doing with drills, and seeing these young ones, you know, I felt like a daughter, like, I mean, these young ones, giving these elderly people the hammer, like, and all, you get shouted at that and filling on them there.
Before we move to the drill and so forth, how did you keep the room clean?
Well, you would have to keep it clean yourself, like you clean it yourself enough. I mean, you had to keep all your gear clean. You had inspections of your beds and that, and everything had to be laid out, your vessels and all had to be kept clean enough.
And this had to be laid out in a prescribed manner.
Yeah.
And you say these inspections were regular?
Yeah, well, you would have, like, I mean, let's say, at least once a week, and that was it. And that everything was
What kits have they given you other than your uniform? What additional equipment did they give you? Webbing and...
The webbing way that you would have, webbing with two pouches, a small pack, and a big hubby sack. Like, it was a big one of them tall ones there. It was a tall bag. That's what you had. That was for putting all your gear in a rifle.
Did you have anywhere to put it? Was there any lockers in the room?
I can't remember. No. I don't think as far as that were lockers in there. You just kept them. I think you would keep a lot of it under your bed.
And keeping your webbing and your equipment clean, how did you do that?
We have got my name on that, Blanco, I am Blanco. And you had your brasso, but you don't have brasso, so no, I'm not that. Or also, you've got a top coat, and no, I don't know. You've got a grey coat, they call it grey coat, where you have to polish down the brass buttons and all. Now, it was all brass buttons.
How did you polish them?
Right, it was the thing that you had, I thought it was something like that, and you've got your buttons on there.
A brass prong thing which went.
And you put that on, and put the brasso on, you had a small bush in this polish that. So that kept the brasso off you. It should be them kind of things should have been kept, couldn't you? Them kind of things. And it didn't go over.
Blancoing, how was that done?
It was like a block, like, and it was like water, and then you used to dump where you. I put some webbing belts in there.
What colour Blanco was it?
Like a greenish or not. I mean, you went out to the other regiments, the Red Caps, and that used to use white Blanco. Yeah, but ours was all green and all that.
How did you keep your boots clean? How did you bring about that beautiful shine on them?
Well, that was just a lot of them used to, he was good at doing that and that and that, but he used to get this and that. You said this cleaning was more you said boring and putting polish on, and you said try and bore them and get them on there and just shine them with the brush.
You thought kind of spit and polish on the boot?
Yeah, that's more on the end of it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I think they were hobnail boots then, and then things and that. It took some getting bladed in.
Were you used to wearing boots?
Well, at work, here.
Some men must have come in who'd never probably worn a heavy nail boot.
Yeah.
And they would
I think I wore boots as far as maybe weapons and all of those weapons. Because we used to be up there in the snow. I think we used a lot of. Yeah, we'd have boots. Because when I was working up in Wesley Fells, had to, because the snow used to be up there. And I say many times, I've weapons on and that kind of thing. So. That's the kind of stuff I've been wearing.
Where did you wash yourselves in relation to where you were sleeping?
Well, there was a place where you could get a shower and all that. Like, you could get washed in hand business and that used to get washed in all there. It was like a proper hot.
And hot and cold water, was it?
I can't remember that.
Did you shave at that time?
I was shaving.
And you'd have to shave every morning?
Yeah. That's why you've got that kind of gear, you've got shaving gear and that. I mean, when I think about now, you've got a lot of gear. Got shaving gear and different things and that. And there are some things that I buy. Where the breakfast and that, you're right about.
Before we come to breakfast, do you recall the number of your hut or the number of your little unit? Were you numbered or lettered as identification?
There was some down, but I couldn't remember. There was some down there, there would be numbered, the huts. I think that's what it was. It was a number on the window.
And you would be put in the charge of a corporal or sergeant?
I think, yeah.
Do you recall the name of your first?
No. But a lot of them I can't. A lot of them I can't remember. their names taken off the bad sergeants and corporal. Even the lads what was there couldn't remember. You know. But like when I got called up, you know, like in all those time, you know, Dennis that farmer, we both went in together. We went in then. We did transfer for that.
Are we in the same hut together?
No, we weren't in the same hut now. We left another one there. We weren't there very long, and
you weren't there. What happened to you? When you say you weren't there very long, how long were you there?
We do a basic training. I mean,
what was that? What was your basic training?
That was drilling, route marches. We used to have to do like gym, like you know, running and all that lot, and there. I mean, the thing is, like, I went on, like, the MT, like, in there, like, for driving, like, trucks, and, I was going to be one of them grain carriers, but I failed on that, you know, a horrible thing, you know, the grain carrier, you know,
But your initial weeks would be just on the drill.
That's right, marching, and doing drill, and doing guards under camp. You used to have to do it. Guard at the bottom of, you know, like for people coming in, you know, when people went to Durham or went out, guard at Durham, Wilton, now the night out, that would have a pass, you've got that, you know, they have a passport to come out, and the pass was checked, and having the people had to be checked in and out
and there. And you had a guard doing that duty?
Yeah, you would have a corporal on with you, there would be, I forget, no money, you'd be on guard.
Were you paraded for that guard?
Yeah, and then you were marched down to where, like, you know, at the gate, where you stopped on the night time and had a name. So I just can't remember the amount, what was on and what the money I was living on, God, and I'd even be on, maybe say, 2-1 and 2-off or something like that, and I just can't remember.
Did you have to have a very high standard of turnout for the guard?
Well, yeah. Well, you were inspected, yeah. Yeah, like you were on the parade on the square, and that then they say, like, the rifle had to be clean and everything, had to be like blank wood and when they marched down there. And they just typed in, so you had a cup of tea, like whatever, you know, reflecting and everything.
How did you clean your rifle? How did you keep it clean?
Well, you had a pull through, and you used to put eyes on it, and the thing is, used to clean your rifle that way, and just like, the thing had to be kept all right, and you used to iron it.
What was a pull through? What did it look like?
It was like a piece of string. It was like a cotton wool, like a thing on there, and you used to just pull it through.
It had a weight on the end to take it through the barrel?
No, you said, wait, it seemed to just get through. You know, you used to just like push it. I can't remember like about it seems to me. Because I mean, like for the bend gun, there used to be a double pull through for the bend gun. I mean, that was a thing that was.
Yeah, well, we'll come to that. The drill itself, were you at this point in the Durham Light Infantry or was it just a general training unit?
It was a general, what is it, person? Yeah, I should have brought that come.
Like a general service unit.
That's right. That's what it was. And
until
we finished the training.
So your basic training, as you say, were drills. Mm. Did you learn those to numbers? And
yeah. That's what you did in there.
And what were the drills?
Well, you just like, I mean, like, marching. Like, I mean, it used to do the quick march and not learn that.
The light infantry pace.
Yeah. You just had to learn that, but then you learn left turn, right turn, you know, and this, you know, forming, you know, like a rows of three and all this lot, and, you know, getting into a straight line, all this kind of thing. And that, like, at Ed Blansford, you know, like, way the back there, it was like, learned, like, you used to do bayonet charges, all the way to bayonet charges.
Bayonet practice?
Yeah.
What form did that take?
Oh, dear. Well, that was, like, back of the, like, where old village was, had a big field. And that's where you did the bayonet charge in there. That's where you did your field training, the rifles and all that, lad, in there. That's where most of it went off.
But to me, were you encouraged to scream when you did your bayonet charge? Or
yeah,
shout?
I think a lot of them did that. Like, I mean, the thing is, they did that on me.
Well, what did you practice your bayonets on? I mean, what?
It was like wood, like a, you know, a set of ladders, and it was like this. It was like a bag, like of straw, like in the middle, and that was what you had to run on there. And that way you had them big bayonets, like them. What was, I mean, by then you were right, was only 18 rifles, what they used in the last four. And they had the first four war. And I mean, yeah, that's what we used then, I mean.
Did you do route marches at this in this camp at Bransworth?
Yeah.
How far might you go?
We managed to go 6 miles.
And what did you carry?
So you would carry your small pack, your rifle, and you know the pouches on that. And but you'd have like ammunition and that. I mean, we had. There'd be grenades. I forget how much I mean, but I know like what I carried when I was in the, when I was out there. Like, but I can't remember. Like when I was on the route marches, but I had the rifles and that.
What was in your pack?
Well, you'd be a mess tin, you know, a mess tin, and like first aid equipment and that, and more like what you'll eat with and that in there, and that was like your knife, fork and that, and in a pot. That's what we have in the small pack.
Did you get a rest at certain intervals?
Oh yeah, you got rest, yeah.
And you just sat down wherever you were and...
That's it. When you would fall, you don't talk to you. Mm-hmm. And fall, you like, and you just have a rest for so long. Like, you know.
How did your feet take this, with the heavy boots and the long marches?
Not too bad. Not when I first... When I went in the army, I mean, naturally, your feet are, I mean, because you're breaking... Sometimes when you buy a pair of new shoes, it takes you away. But it wasn't too bad. I mean, I can't really remember, like, going, like, more sick, like, and having, like, for my feet as far as that was all.
Were your feet checked after route march?
I can't remember, man. I don't know. As far as that way, I mean, I think in many times when we got there, we were glad to put them in some water, like, and that was it, like, we were glad to get it. The shoulder and all of you know. And remember, like, what I carried, like, when I was during the war when I went there. I mean, but I just can't remember, like, you know, what it was. Like.
Did you have any training as a gas precaution?
Yeah.
What form did that take?
Well, the thing is, you have to go in like a gas tube. And that in the gun, and then you start to take it, you know. Go in there and take your mask off at a certain at the time. I thought it was terrible like that. Yeah, gas chamber. We used to have training in there. We got.
This was a tear gas kind of thing.
Yeah. Went in there and then it come out. And but I think you had to take it up for so long and then put it back on and out. But I mean, you felt the day, you got a bit of idea. I think it was just to give you a bit of idea what it would do to your eyes and that, wasn't it? I still remember that day. That was bloody good, like, but I mean, that's the same as the thing you had to do. Then I went from after...
Before we go on to that, what kind of food were you getting when you first went in? What would you get for breakfast?
Well, you would get porridge, which was bloody nice. A slice and a half of bread, and then there's a big bacon and an egg. And that was it. That's what we would have for breakfast, though. The dinners, I can't remember. It was just like... I think it was like Yorkshire pudding, potato, mince, meat, like them, whatever, in the breakfast. I think we spent most of our money in the nappies. None of them used to, and...
Did you get much for tea?
No, not really.
So it was after...
That would be, I think, you're just having enough for the tea, yeah. Keep you going, like,
and you say you spent money in the nappy. What were you able to buy in the nappy?
You could buy biscuits. Like, you could get a cup of tea, you could get cakes, different things, and all along there. And that, but there wasn't any, like, meat in that, like sandwiches and that, but, well, I mean, Mars bars and chocolate, you know, all that, you know, and that. Used to buy a lot of them and that.
Could you take me through what might be a typical day in your basic training? What time would reveille be?
Maybe about 6 o'clock in the morning, I think.
And what was your first task after awaking?
Well, you'd have to get yourself more like washed enough, and then you would go down for your breakfast and that.
Did you just make your own way down for breakfast, or were you marched down?
No, we just made a run as far as I can remember. No, we just went down there for our breakfast and that.
After breakfast, you return, of course, and put your things away. What might you do next?
Well, it depends, like if you had got put on there, like your man's return or PT. Do PT or the man's doing your good. But you'd have to learn, you know, you'd be always on the square and learn how to march, you know, the fast way, still away, and do all the drills, rival drills, and present arms and all that. Lot.
Did you get a break in mid morning? For a cup of tea or whatever?
Yeah, you would get, you got down, that's when you used to go down the nappy. You go in there like that and have a cup of tea.
After your drills, what might you do?
Yeah, that, I just can't remember. Now it's just being a hut like an art. I mean, then you used to try and might get a, you know, I got a night time, yeah, you had to get a passport to go out and maybe score the devil.
Were you allowed out in the beginning?
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, I think the first time I went out with the uniform and that, and I went up to Wilton. I went in the pub, and then I can't remember the lads anyhow. I went and had a couple of pints in there. It was my kind of pain when I went to get me money. My pocket had been picked. I put my money in my back pocket. It had been picked, so I had. And that was it. I mean, the uniform, the picture, but it looked terrible. There's a lot of them, what they did and all, getting tattoos. I've seen some of them and bad in that way. Look, you know where it happens now, when it, like, they start off down there. And there's one lad, he was saying, this guy went down the floor, so it must be mad getting that done. But I remember that, my first night out, in the uniform, we probably got paid.
So the people of Willington didn't impress you, did they?
No, they didn't. That club didn't. So, then I mean, some night times we used to come in and entertain them, you know. But the trains was running, and we used to get a train and all that entertain. And when I realised, you know, I mean, that wasn't far from where I was born, but there was a lot of boats coming here. And my father was in that. My father lived here, like in there. But I mean, I got on with two lads from your castle. We went in together like in that way, I lost them and that. I never seen them, no, like way. I mean, I've still got letters, but my mother wrote to me, I've got 60 letters in there. And I was a bad letter writer, terrible. And I must have been more ready to her than enough of that in there. But the thing is, when I come 19, or when I come 19, I got sent abroad.
Before we come to that, can we just finish off the training element? Yeah. We've talked, obviously, when you went out, you were inspected, and if you weren't up to scratch, what happened to you?
Well, you mean when you get put in charge. You would get dressed down, and you would get warm, and that, I mean, as far as that would be necessary, and if you got caught again, maybe you'd get put in charge. You'd be reported, like, and that was it.
Were you ever put on a charge for this?
No, not for me. No. No, I did. I think I did all right. Like, I mean, I didn't think I was in any trouble. Like, I mean,
was there much opportunity for sport in those initial first weeks? The army is keen on sport, isn't it?
Yeah. But I can't remember. There's one thing I can't remember. It danced with so much sport. Just very physical training, like, and that. And we used to do way more, it was more like running and sport, like in
cross country.
Yeah. No, it was more like on the main roads, on the roads. But it's a country road, like, I mean, like, you know, like transport for us and that.
How did you take to the discipline of the army?
Very bad at first. We had fucking bad, like, I mean, I've never been a woman in my life. First time I ever left school, like, I mean, you know, then I just, it was bad, like, a lot, I mean, at 18, and I just gone over 18, and that went, especially when that was your bed, and what you had to do, you know, it's, such a thing would have never happened. Like, I think majority of lads that are left that come from rough players, rough, really rough quarters and that, would like them. Maybe that would be better than what, some of them be better than what the home life was. I mean, as far as that, but I took it badly, still it didn't.
And, did it cause you any problems with the NCOs?
No.
Just didn't like doing it, but had to do it.
I did it, like I told you, I did me training. I mean, I did me training as far as that. I was never again told to charge anything like that.
Do you think the army's intention was to break you away from the home background and put you into this alien background?
Well, I don't know. To me, when I look back at it now and think about it, as I say, I mean, the miners said the commonship amongst the miners was good, but the commonship amongst the army was good. Men were good. And I think they could be these characters and they knew what on they got on there and that. I mean, they've done some funny things to me, but then people turned around and said they were all in the same boat. I said they were all in the same boat at Sun Street if you're right in trust. But I mean, that's what I think. I always think, I mean, you find it like when you go there, like when you go to these reunions and bump into the. Well, that's what I've got over there.
The, as you said, that you went out some nights, you were allowed out. The nights that you were in your billets, what were you doing?
I can't remember much about that. I think what we were doing, really, would be spending my times in the nappies, because we managed to be a piano, don't manage to play cards. And as far as that part of it, I just can't remember.
Was cards allowed? Was it was gambling?
Well, I don't know. Like, I mean, but as far as leisure on that, I just cannot remember things.
But presumably in the early weeks you were busy cleaning things most nights, yeah. Ready
then
for you.
Then you would do guards and different things, yeah. And then you were on cookhouse fatigues. Washing the pans and that, all that, and don't return the thing, and that was it.
Was there a deliberate rivalry built up between the various units that were training at the same time, the various huts?
Not really, I think. I think at Blanchfield, there was a daylight, and there was another regiment there. That was a York and Lance, I'm not sure. I just can't remember now. But it was still like, I mean, it's. And I thought they would have all right.
The Duke of Wellington's, I think, was the
that's
other
it, bit. That's it, yeah, the Duke of Wellington's, yeah.
And did you get on well with those?
Yeah, they would seem to be all right. I mean, they would be in the same boat as us, till he got put in that regiment. You know, I mean, you didn't know, like, I mean, the way they got made out of their life. I mean, I tell you what happened there one day, where the paratroopers that come and demonstrate. You know, the paratroops are like going on there. So I was going to go in there. So I says to my mother, like, I said, I'm thinking about joining the paras. She says, I'm not going to stop where you are and stop in there. What's that say? When I think about it now, and at the time, if I had gone to paras, I wouldn't have been here, because I said, oh, I went on and said, I thought, I think, you know, all things come back to you. But obviously, mother, so I used to do certain things what my mother said, like I made it more like when I got up and that when I went in, because when she said, I mean, the choice that I had was either go in the pits or go in the army. I said, well, rather than go in the pits, she says, no, you're going in the army. She says, I've seen enough of pits going in.
So to her, army was better than pits.
Aye, but then what I was thinking was going for mine, the world's been on so long, and I thought, you'd be thinking by the time I got killed and the war would be over, I think. I think that's what was on the mind.